You're listening to 2SER 107.3, and that was new. That was from Wim, and a track called See You Hurry. Now, in the studio, we're having a musical week this week. We've already had Michelangelo pretend to play the, I don't know, fiddle or something in here. But we've got the good people of Hawkish.
Hello.
It went well, I take it?
Yeah.
And what are we calling this one? Have you got a name?
It's What Would Eden Wood Do?
Okay, so just to remind our listeners, the words we went with was a beauty pageant, because Eden Wood has indeed retired at the ripe old age of 6.
Poor dear.
Chronic, the synthetic cannabis has been added to the poisons register and outlawed in Western Australia, and Bowser's going to follow suit in New South Wales. And Scientology, just because they're crazy. And it's nice to see, though. I thought they'd be like, they'd hear us and they'd just be out there
blockading the studio.
Yeah, they'd be like, damn you, 2SER, but thank God they don't listen to community radio. So yeah, this is called What Would Eden Wood Do. Please take it away when you're ready.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Dumpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and...
Hello. I'm here to talk to you today about chronic. Chronic has affected the lives of thousands of people. Occasionally, not even for the better. Humpty Dumpty wanted to get high, wanted to get really high. But eventually he hit the wall. And then it all came crashing down. Will all the king's horses and all the king's men be able to put you back together again?
6 years old, fortune, fame, glowing eyes, my flowing hair. Everybody knew my name. I had fans most everywhere. But now when I look around me, I see a big problem arise. It's causing me to wrinkle around the corner of my eyes.
Crow's feet.
I see the other 5 year old, Botox shots in hand, puffing on their chronic. Oh, don't they understand? We've gotta make a change somehow. I'm feeling melancholic. I'm taking my crusade to the streets. You gotta say no to chronic.
It's the toddlers in tiaras, sippy cup mascaras, taking back the playground, going undercover.
It's my blessing and my curse to be your Miss Toddler Universe. I'm going after world peace, so please do your worst.
Scientology is good. We're blockading masters. We're hide by Eden Woods. Let's go stop some disasters. She wants us to stop drug dealings, so we'll blockade them. And if they have other feelings, we'll blockade them. For a small fee and your privacy, we can stop their thoughts by standing in the way of them and processes of courts. Drug dealings, courtroom hearings, we can blockade it. It's a feat of engineering, we can blockade it. Assets and life savings,
blockade it.
Your tobacco cravings,
blockade it.
Mount Everest,
blockade it.
A large blockade,
blockade it.
When there's something you don't want to exist, who do you call but a Scientologist?
The toddlers in tiaras, sippy cup mascaras, taking back the playground, going undercover.
It's my blessing and my curse to be your Miss Toddler Universe. I'm going after world peace, so please do your worst.
So, next time you're thinking of puffing on a joint, smoking some hash, or shooting a man in the face, ask yourself, what would a toddler do? But not just any toddler, a pretty toddler. Please, think of the child.
Who would have thought Scientology would be a force for good? But, thank you very much, Hawkish, once again.
Thanks for having us.
That was wonderful.